created SSP, and it'll be in the change protocol. Policy range, GAO. Oh, I wanted to tell you this, Ron, I want you to, I think for about the next 4 weeks, there's freeze on time this week.
Fine.
Except for Saturday evening, I'm gonna freeze it, and then change carefully in pieces in our interest.
Fine.
Let's just play it that way, because we've got a few other, I want, also that I'll have our people be spending their time with people that give us more of a chance to play our game. So if you see that, probably not around, but the other people.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to have to be sure, Charles, no, do they all change?
Yes.
Good, when they do, just.
Generally, early, then it shows.
Fine.
Some don't.
But everybody else.
Get on them, when they don't.
Everybody else that do, you know, get messages.
Sapphire, I don't talk to.
I think it just goes out there for a while, we have some, because it's very explanation of the problems we might not want. Keep my eyes open on the hook for a while. Really, I mean, amazing, there's a lot of bad things on the interest of that.
Amazing?
Well, you know, the most astonishing story in that whole thing, that's hardly even noticed, at least I haven't seen much on it, was one girl on that ping pong team, 17 years old, dropped out from the tour.
To go to Hawaii.
To China, because she had a date to meet a friend of hers, a girlfriend of hers, in Hawaii to spend 3 or 4 days, and she skipped the China tour.
Incredible. And I saw that once, but it didn't cross that
point. Did she regret it? I haven't seen any follow-up on it. All I saw was that that's what she was doing. I can't imagine.
She probably only did those two things in her life.
Please think about it. And what? 17?
I announced Skelly today on mine. Use the opportunity to talk about, you know, nothing, no organization worthwhile in any administration. This is a way you've insisted from the very beginning, remain static. You're always constantly looking for different ideas, different ways to do things. Always working with the goal of communicating more with the American people. Was able to get in late because I was asked a question about, well, I thought you were cutting back on the public relations efforts of the administration, and so I drew a parallel between the cutbacks in public relations activities, the films, and the unnecessary activities versus the desire to develop a more effective public information structure. And that from the very outset of the administration, with the setting up of the Director of Communications Office and other things that we've attempted to do, you've attempted to do in the administration, all against one goal of informing the American people of your policies and so forth. So I was able to draw that parallel.
And did you ever give Ron the figures and hours that I had gotten? Get that around for the hours?
I have all, yes, I have. It's
a very good point for all of our people.
Then I tied in
her, you know, draw. I've had 6 hours, and by the time I do this, you know, we're averaging a half hour every 2 weeks.
Right. I refer to
a quote of Q&A, you know.
I refer to the hour before the panel of 6 at the ASD also, that you would do this Friday. And
wire shirts.
Right. I said the panel of 6 editors, the representative from each wire service. I'm going to carry that online radio.
They are.
At least one of the networks will.
Well,
probably
pay no attention.
These guys always, when you make an announcement like that, they tend to, or at least they make an effort to block it into some mysterious thing called public relations. But what I attempted to do is to spell out that anything that is worthwhile, you must constantly change and assess yourself, evaluate yourself.
That's the error
I made. And I said that the president is. Been insistent on that, not only in the area of public information, but on everything. But
that's a good point.
Within the government. If
you when you stop to think, you stop to think a little bit around it. As a matter of fact, from the standpoint of this year, nobody can really say we haven't been extremely forthcoming in terms of
truths.
I mean, an hour or three television guys, no OR and no TV. See, the hour of the three television guys, a half hour television
want follow-up, we got it. If you want a big show, we give you that. If you want something in the office, we give you that. And if you want something for the writing press, we give you that. If you want something on television, we give you that.
The very nature of the press, which I told him this morning, you know, you'll never be satisfied. What we're talking about is ways to the president is communicating with the American people in various ways. No, not at all. But then I was asked, well, when is the president going to have a press conference with the White House press? I said, when we have one set, we'll announce it. And then I went through, we've had, you know, a series of them already, and we're at a number of suggestions that have been made, I said, in terms of communicating. The president is doing
that. I noticed that Signadella Kine came up with almost exactly the same proposal that I did on a selection of a pool.
That's right.
10 basic people and draw 20.
We may want to
make that. And we may have got a basis for doing it. You can follow the same. Oh, I think the next one is actually the next one should be a White House. Right. White House group in here and then in the office. Now, I think I want you, if you will, and this will cool song because he'll do it. You can tell us or the next one will be that. Okay. He is going to be that. Not a tall one. And then if you will arrange it, so it'll be in the very near future. You can just tell him now, see. Now, look here. We actually can announce this in advance. We're going to give you one in the very near future. I mean, just as soon as we get this one out of the way, you have our crack insurers. When is it we're going to do that? Wednesday. Yeah, that would work great. And we're thinking of a time next week. Aren't you talking about that's part of our scheme. And then the kind of after. Full televised press conference, too. We plan on one of those within the next 2 weeks. Thank you for your information, just in case there's questions, and then say, now, what do you think about it? Why don't you do that? Say, now, this is just a full teeth right out of them, and he can say, well, I could then he can go back and tell the boss what he's going to tell them. And the White House, an office press conference, they like those the best.
He would not be its spokesman, but that he would add a new dimension, new perspective, will make a contribution to the administration on that basis because of his experience in the new over the years and so on. They said, well, have you come to the conclusion that after 2 years you needed someone from the newspaper and broadcast business? I said, not necessarily, but this is based on the attitude that the president wants to constantly reassess how we're doing things, and this is a part of that. See, they try and go back to, well, is he being brought in because the Pentagon brought that pipe out, or because Jerry Friedheim used mobile maneuvering? And I said, look, we make mistakes in the administration. Mistakes are made in the administration. I said, but one man doesn't solve that. It's an attitude, and that's what the president's talking about, is an attitude. So I think
that's fine. Okay, I trust that my conversation with Henry gets across with the main problem there is if he has got to talk to Scalley, he's got to level with his father. And that, you know, that Henry finds hard to do. Not everything. For example, I told Henry not to tell anybody about the prospects on the summit. Nobody with the prospects on the solar region, because that's too dangerous. We cannot have that leak. See what I mean? I wouldn't have that known by anybody in the shop. Now, when we get further along, then we can talk about it. See, once we're sure of it, if we are become sure, before it's announced, we'll talk. But we cannot talk now because all of a sudden, but it's speculated now. say, it may be too much of a stunt. That's what I wonder, is you fly all the way across the country to watch a parade with a bunch of Marines. It seems to me you have to do something else. And then you do that while you're there. If there were another reason to go back to California. I looked it up, if you try to do it that weekend of the 24th, which we can move the chamber instead of Tuesday.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the weekend to do it. But that really looks like Iran, you know, there was a big demonstration and you ran out.
No, but that's
I think going to Camp David is fine. You don't have to be here.
I will be at Camp David. Everybody knows I go to Camp David for the weekend, so that's
we're getting a full rundown. The thing apparently has been announced for the 21st, which also creates a problem.
What has been the riot?
No, the Marine.
Oh, fine. Well, I think maybe we ought to have somebody else go out there and make a big deal about it. Maybe that's another possibility.
Well, I had a note coming in from folks in Sapphire when you raised the question on doing something more on the next market.
Oh, yeah.
That they had already been working on, which was the idea of having Bunny Lasker write you a letter that would say, last year on April 28th, you made a prediction, you know, and then pointing out what had happened to the game since then, and how much someone would have made. And then saying, what 31 million stockholders and their families would like to know now is this, what's your advice in April 1971? Then you write Lasker a note back, thanking you.
Drop out of my head.
Thanks for reminding me of my advice a year ago, and I took a little flack about it for a few weeks. And the same president shouldn't make market predictions except in general terms. He said, at least 72 would be a very good year. I would expect a prudent man to still find this a good time to invest. Perhaps I'd take some of my profits and put them toward the purchase of a new home or a new car. That kind of decision would be good for the consumer, the working man, the investor as well. Check me on this next year, too. Everybody else will. You know, some of that sort of there. They were thinking about that. Did you get the figures? Okay, I've got a note coming into you that the low was at the election day market was 9.49 the day after.
49.
The inaugural day market was 9.31.
We're close to that already.
The low was 6.31. Dropped exactly 300 from the inaugural to the low. And it's quite conceivable we'd be back to the 9.31 within the next few days.
So the 9.31 then is the figure we should aim at.
Right.
9.31, because that's when we took over the other administration. It's about a year ago that we ever reached 9.31 by now today.
Well, it was 6.31.
6.31.
Fantastic fortunes of the day.
Fantastic fortunes. I'm not sure that the letter will do it. It's a little tricky, I think, but I don't know. But I don't know anything better. I just think the story has got to get out, though. I think it's a hell of a good story. They all would have written the hell out of me if it hadn't happened.
They did, as you know, this New York Times piece, the next market proving correct after 11 months, they're doing another piece on the one place for the 1 year date on April 28th. That kind of thing. We did a lot of circulating in this one. Said it was 7/24.
Yes, that's what I said it publicly. Yeah, I also said it at the same, after that group. That's what I picked up. I picked up later that meeting with the stock market people. The anniversary of that day is damn important.
Well, this was a group of Wall Street leaders. It was on April 28th.
The meeting of the group of Wall Street leaders, Bob, was after Cambodia, which is April 30th. It was in an office press conference. April 28th, actually, you will find, see, they, Sapphire, but put it up, it's mixed up. The April 28th thing was in an office press conference. I don't know, not Wall Street, but no, in a meeting in the cabinet room with some businessmen, you know. I think actually they were the cattlemen, or it was some sort of a farm type group. That's what that was.
up. And the same that is today. That's why I had my last year in Mexico and a whole bunch in too. Will Connie be back this afternoon? Yes, Swami. Wasn't he? He's scheduled to meet you this afternoon in Florida, maybe come back. They thought you might want to take him on a boat. It's supposed to be in the Eagles today. Connie, go out and work. Catch him later, go over there. Or be with him here and then. We can go out and talk. Be warmer than last night. The only thing is I didn't realize they like saving that comment so you don't have much. They like changing very early. They like saving what comment in the matter. Then he comes, yeah, the 25th, 2 weeks. A week from Sunday, then we have those nice beautiful evenings. I have a little feeling that they going out and welcoming on that occasion is holding it up a bit, but maybe we react too often that way, you know, on a thing of this sort.
That's funny, because Henry responded to it.
For all of the welcome home the people, sort of aligning yourself, you're saying, I was proud of these men.
Well, we used a few events here and there that show the troops coming home, because you keep saying they're coming home, but nobody ever sees them coming home.
That's right.
And a parade saying the division has returned instead.
And that's why
because it's the First Marines.
It's such a, but it is the 21st. We're stuck with that.
Well, no, that didn't completely need to be changed. That's supposed to happen with the 21st.
The 21st is out.
You can't do it the 21st.
The 30th would be the best time because you could stay out there longer and then make it look like there was a reason to go out. It's not a bad idea to go out that 30th and stay out there for a week. Be going during that May Day business here.
And come back with the White House correspondence.
You do your press conference on the 28th and then leave on the 29th?
Yeah, why leave the 29th? Why not go out the 28th and do your press conference?
The 29th, 30th, the weekend.
Oh, that's too long.
No, I think we ought to get back here for I'd like to get back here later.
In fact, I'm sick or something.
Yeah, that's right. So I've got a full day's work to catch up with.
Yeah.
This alley's reaction is about going out this 2 days. It's just how that thing on the map sort of is.
Is that the idea that might be out there on the Western White House?
Paul Bunker in at that time, or Abrams or somebody? Or does that just bring more attention to the war?
That's the problem. No, not them. But welcoming these guys back is the right way to bring attention to the war.
Yeah.
I will say a little something and say we're proud of you. We appreciate you, sir, as well.
You give the unit citation, put it down on their flag, and their colors are returned. And symbolically, it's a
right.
Big step in winding down the war.
We're standing by our men. We're welcoming them back.
It's the First Marines.
The First Marine Division.
Peterson meetings, and then you won't want to go to Camp David, will you? You have church on Sunday. Maybe you will.
Oh, I'm going to use Sequoia.
Use Sequoia Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
keep the Sequoia open. I'm usually excited. Okay. looks like a possibility if we want to do it, is ambassador to the Philippines. Question of whether we want to do it.
Sure.
Why not?
Sign ambassador to the Philippines.
Yeah.
We got there now, by road. Are they always sending him? Wants to do that, and get ambassador.
Can move him up someplace.
Move by road in charge. Yeah. Oh, fine. Don't bother. Nothing hurts. No, I'm thinking about putting that damn quarter in my screen shot. Not sure that's a good idea. Fire road over Grant. But why not put fire road in as a secretary for Southeast Asia? That's what I mean. Ruthless. Would play our game, which God, I don't know what the hell Porter's going to do. Get into that. Put Porter in. Hell, I don't know.
The machinery ground away without getting an approval and ended up with a notification to Ruby Peterson that he has been selected as the your appointee as UN Day Chairman for 1971, and it's past the point of no return.
I don't care if you're UN Day Chairman, just so I'm not involved in it.
You aren't.
Okay.
And we just don't want anybody to know that it got done for that.
Forget it. Fine. It's fine. No problem.
Past the machinery. Bother problem. Sir, yesterday on the research thing, I did not
raise it with Larry.
Push it with Larry. I raised it. He says June. He's committed to June, and he understands our problems, and I just think
all right, let it go.
We may actually get rid of them this way.
In June.
Yeah. It'd be nice to get rid of the guy.
Okay, that's all we want to
do. So, we are at the point where they would like you to meet with the President of the American Farm Bureau.
Fine.
Should be a
fine
cure therapy thing, you know.
Sure, bring him in.
Basically, substitute.
Bring him in.
Dr. Kubla would like to see you. And you know, we put him off last fall.
I put him off
after he went to a trip. He wants to bring Lander Bowling in with him, the President of Earl College.
Well, they want me to make a speech or something.
No, I was not going to talk. They want to tell you about Dr. Bowling's trip to Moscow. And it seems to me the thing we ought to do on this is have him see one of Henry's people and then let him bring him in for a handshake with you at the end of that, which gets, if you put him on, you're going to have to see him sometime. If you
all right.
This, I think that you get him out of the way.
I might go see a lawyer. Okay. Balls around about this. Or I'm sick of him, though. I don't really have to see him, you know. He's not no friend of mine.
Charlie Ryan wanted to come in for a minute to present you with a copy of his book on international law, which doesn't seem to reason not to do, unless there is some reason.
Sure. Why?
Not to.
New book on it.
Yeah. New book. New work on international law. Henry's suggesting on our dinners for the foreign ambassadors that we do, we were going to do an Asian dinner and a European.
No hurry.
Well, he was suggesting Europe in October and Asia in November to get over with this year.
All right.
But he raises the problem of the Near and Middle East and South Asia, and he's suggesting that we throw Greece, Turkey, Cyprus, and Israel into the European dinner.
Right.
And put India, Ceylon, and Nepal in the Asian dinner. Then he's suggesting an additional dinner for Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the Arab states.
I won't give an additional dinner.
Now, can't they be thrown in with Asians?
Go right ahead. I don't know. I just haven't got time for another dinner. Just do it next year. I just don't
tied into one of these two.
Yeah, just break it up in Europe and just don't just have a dinner with the split the damn world down the middle and let them all come in. And it just gets another event off.
You have to put the Israelis in a different dinner than the Arabs, which is why one of the days you
put them in Europe. Put the Israelis in Europe. And we have the others. We set up a meeting at some point with the 10 most influential farm publications and the 10 most influential business publications, you know, session of the editors. We've got those lists if you want to go ahead and set those up.
But why don't you just consider that along the other thing? I'm ready to find out what general title versions to do about them.
Okay.
The business ones particularly. It ought to be done. Sometime they ought to come in. I mean, you get an hour of one and an hour of the other. I'm thinking of feeling as to what the hell we're doing.
Some of the job.
Yeah. So I think it's part of things that you've been working the schedule for a period of time when you do that.
Yeah.
In other words, you do a lot of other things at 5 o'clock that aren't quite as important as that, so I just do it. See, I'll have the dinner for them. I mean, I'll meet them at 5 o'clock. And Harden should give a dinner for them. At night, see, and let him use Blair House, see. And then I'll have a, and Stan's can use Blair House for his dinner. But they both use Blair House for their dinners. I think that's good.
Damn good.
I think it's an influential group on to do it. It's like my getting back to, I can't tell you how strongly I feel we've got to get as soon as we possibly can with Mitchell. But hardcore. I don't know who our friends are in the house, and I want to see that list. And I want 10 guys in the house. Whether we have 5 in the senators or 6 or what.
And they've got
10.
I think it's 8.
8 is good. McGregor agrees it should be about that size. It's good.
Yep.
And I don't know the political people. There must be a
thing to work.
I do a very brief, just in the office, family only thing, swearing in for,
sure.
Bob White, the head of NOAA, because it's our agency,
sure.
City White's brother.
Sure.
So it'll be a little line.
Excellent. That's our heading, it's easy to consider that like this now. I don't know who thought it up, but that Yastrzemski thing was about the best thing I've done for some time, because he's a good man.
No, who thought it up is Yastrzemski.
I can't understand why.
I've never met the man. But he just got carried away. He said, you know, he wanted to give you the award. He said it a long time ago. And we've been trying to work out it, you know, jiggling.
He thought about himself.
Apparently so. It was
oh my God, it's his award.
As far as I can determine, it was his idea. He said, you let it happen.
See, that's so much better than having him and then the Cotton Queen and a lot of others.
Or two, three.
Yeah. Let's just have one.
Get them to the ones like right. That one that have a little.
You have one tomorrow.
And we grab her
every day.
Deal.
Every day.
I mean, sometimes you can have two if you have a hellish pressure from somebody.
But
we don't
really have to. One a day, though, I never mind. Even the day of our press conference, I'll have one. This one.
Mm-hmm. Press conference.
Yeah.
Free. Kind of an amazing thing. The guy wanted to do it.
I got one of our certificates for his leadership. You know, he's been made speeches before drugs and so forth. Haven't they got an appropriate certificate for him? Leadership, giving an example to young people, particularly in the field of narcotics, you know what I mean? Okay. Well, you know, with Peter Flanagan, it might be that you all sit in with him.